$3.99 you could get monthly.
The morning shows. That's a terrible idea.
What not to do with your life.
But if you call up, we'll give you a free shirt.
Yep, that's right. Be listening for that, and along with the kitchens open and plenty more in the next hour on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There was a vigil in Jacksonville, Florida last night at a Dollar General store where three black people were shot to death Saturday. The FBI is investigating it as a hate crime. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is there.
Among the three people killed was Gerald Galleon, who was shot as he entered the store. He leaves behind a four-year-old daughter.
How do you even begin to explain to her what happened?
We haven't.
You haven't?
She doesn't know yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're trying to figure out the words to tell her. Because she was a daddy's girl.
LaTiffany Galleon is the victim's sister.
He was a loving guy.
A loving guy.
He was a devoted father. He'd do anything for his daughter. And for him to get up and wake up and his life get ended, it's not fair.
21-year-old white gunman shot himself to death. People along Florida's Gulf Coast are getting ready for Idalia, a tropical storm expected to power up to a major hurricane before it makes landfall tomorrow. Deborah Steele used a new automated sandbag filling machine in Tampa.
It was a big difference not having to sit here and wait while I'm stressing out anyway.
At WTSP's Bobby Duskin.
Tuesday afternoon into the evening hours, now forecast to be a 110 mile per hour category 2 hurricane. 111 is Cat 3, major hurricane. The Hurricane Center says that's not out of the question.
Four major wildfires are burning in Louisiana. At least one person has been killed. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Firefighters are racing to battle the rapidly spreading flames in northeastern Louisiana, where the Tiger Island fire forced the 1,200 residents of Maryville to evacuate.
It's moving pretty fast, and you can feel the air picking up.
State fire officials on Sunday said the blaze has grown to 33,000 acres, up from an estimated 15,000 acres Friday.
The Secretary of Commerce, the latest U.S. official to pay China a visit. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Secretary Gina Raimondo is the latest visitor, hoping to reduce the tensions between the U.S. and China. She said in Beijing today that the two countries have agreed to exchange more information on export control enforcement.
We are not compromising or negotiating in matters of national security, period. But this is meant to be a dialogue where we increase transparency and where we are clear about what we are doing as it relates to export control enforcement.
China has criticized U.S. efforts to block its access to some advanced semiconductors.
Air travel's a mess in the U.K.
Britain's air traffic control system has apparently crashed on this, the end of a three-day holiday weekend here and a busy travel day.
Look, Vicky Barker from London. S&P futures are up 21. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. We've got good things coming up, some entertainment news in a little bit. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park, and y'all are going to help me choose which name I'm going to submit.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. We got a Danny Wright story. We got some local good stories of the day we're all going to get to. Looking forward to every little bit of all of that, but it's a Monday, the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody. Something good.
That's right. Welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. We are excited to be here with you this morning after a crazy week last week.
Yeah.
The fair, man. It's all about the fair.
Mm-hmm. I purposely did not want to get too into fair talk with you guys to save it for right now.
Oh, very good.
I first off want to thank both of you and, of course, Pam and Ashley representing us so well and getting down there to the Central Wisconsin State Fair. A big thank you to Civic Media, Jorge, Rebecca, all the people.
Chris, thank you.
All the people that were down there helping make this happen. And all of you, of course. Everybody that participated, stopped by to get a shirt, to say hi, that use the truth booth. You guys make this whole thing work. We greatly appreciate everybody that had this happen. Did you all have fun?
It was fun. It was very fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very warm during the week.
you were there the hottest day, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I didn't go on Wednesday.
Oh, that's true.
They kind of, things slowed down a lot during the day that day, as they should have,
you know,
for people to be safe. But it was fun. And it was fun to talk with people about the new logos and share with them our excitement about those changes and give away shirts.
Yeah, that was fun.
How about the food? Did you guys get to get any fair food?
A little bit. I had some donut holes. Those are always good. Those are classics. Yeah. Freshly made.
I had an alligator po' boy.
Ooh.
Wow. What did it taste like, Melissa?
Well, it tasted like alligator.
I mean, it tasted like chicken.
As
soon as I said it, I was like, oh, geez, I really.
No, it was good. It was, they were like little, almost like alligator nuggets, I would say.
Ooh,
deep fried. I honestly, I didn't eat the bread. I just ate the alligator.
I'd love to try that. That sounds really good.
It was good.
Nice. Good stuff.
Yep.
So after all that excitement and chaos, we're taking it a bit easy this week and leaning on the interwebs, but we can't forget our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Nope. We are sponsored by the Southwood County YMCA. You can call them at 715-818-9622 for information on memberships and upcoming classes.
Speaking of classes, they have several coming up in September that utilize their beautiful kitchen area at the YMCA main location right here in Rapids.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes starts in September. Also, the first Kids in the Kitchen is September 9th. They're doing sweet potato nachos. Does that sound good? You have until September 4th to register online for that. Tiana Ham is doing one of these a month for the next 4 months, and they all look fun and delicious.
Yes,
say good
indeed.
Morning to her. Good morning, Tiana. Good morning.
Now, this week, we're going to talk about the top food trends so far in 2023. Ooh. We're going to lean heavily on two articles I found online. One is from Food Technology Magazine on ITF.org called The Top 10 Food Trends of 2023, original title, written by A. Elizabeth Sloan, and that was published on April 1st of 2023. And also, The Wicked Noodle, 2023 Food Trends.
Wicked Noodle.
That's a great name for a website.
Great name. Written by Monica MacArthur on July 21st, so just last month, and it's on thewickednoodle.com.
Which you really should check out, you know?
Yeah.
Any website named that, you gotta jump on there. Oh man, food trends.
But when you say food trends, what comes to mind?
Honestly, I feel like the rise of farmers markets.
Ooh.
I know that's not very specific, but it seems like more than ever, farmers markets are niche. Farmer markets are becoming very
commonplace to know where they are and when they are.
And I feel like from that has sprouted a bunch of people being more adventurous with their ingredients and maybe even more diligent and specific about what they're using and where they're getting it from.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want a quick shout out to our farmers market here. My parents went on Saturday, and they've been to a lot of farmers markets, and they said this is one of the best they have ever been to. Cool. So wow. Something we can be a little proud
Way
about
to go,
here
Rapids.
In Rapids. Yeah.
And then I know in Wausau they just expanded. They have a new venue for their farmers market, nice. So they can have even more vendors.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right, man. I think farmers markets are definitely a thing now.
I'll admit to this. I did a little homework for the segment today. And one of the things that I came across that I found interesting that it was going on, but I didn't realize was going on for quite a while, was the rise of international barbecue.
Mm.
The barbecue has gotten not only more popular internationally around the world, but here we've been more adventurous with it. There's Korean barbecue. There's
Brazilian barbecue.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. And that's been happening, and I didn't even realize.
That's cool.
That's one of those trends that's been happening. That's a cool one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, if we look at the data, behaviors and beliefs around food are changing. Inflation impacts purchasing patterns, but pockets of premiumization still exist. That's an actual word, guys.
Okay.
Why you wrote that sentence for yourself? I
yeah, usually it was a James.
According to ITF.org, consumers are most willing to pay a premium for sports drinks, bottled and canned fruit drinks, and non-chocolate candy.
People are still going out to restaurants, but ordering delivery has become more popular. 75% of restaurants' traffic were taken away or delivery last year. That's up 15% from 2020.
Wow.
And another interesting trend is the increase in refrigerated entrees. They are now the sixth largest specialty food category, increasing 32% in dollar sales over the past 2 years, according to the Specialty Food Association.
So that's things like prepared entrees, soup, chili, pizza, and combo meals, right? Like basically my whole diet?
Yes. But two-thirds of shoppers want more prepared options that are healthful, as well as more heat and eat vegetables, side dishes, and globally inspired choices. The article on ITF.org recommends product developers should consider focusing on Japanese, Greek, Thai, Korean, and Latin favorites.
True. Stories are already full of Italian, Mexican, and Chinese options.
They go on to say that as more restaurants cut back on late night hours, favorite late night snack delivery snacks like quesadillas and mozzarella sticks will be sourced from home. Things you can just pull out of the freezer and pop in the oven or the microwave for a delicious late night snack.
Another interesting trend is the change in meal patterns. On average, Americans eat dinner 6 days per week and eat lunch 5.2 days and have breakfast 4.9 days, according to Food Marketing Institute data.
Who just eats breakfast 4 and almost, you know, maybe almost 5 days a week?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Right, right. Yeah. That seems odd to me because it usually breakfast tends to be like an all or nothing thing, right? Either you do or you don't. So that seems kind of weird, too. I'm with you on that.
I
would say on the weekends, sometimes maybe that can be a little give or take with some of those meals.
They didn't ask about brunch. That's why.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Everyone having brunch.
I don't really mean this, so I'm not saying this like I really mean it. But you know how we had to pass a law to basically we couldn't just ask people to be safe and just take it into. No, you got to wear a seatbelt.
Right.
Like, you would think you don't need a law for that, but you do, as we have proven to ourselves.
Right.
Now, when it comes to eating breakfast in the morning and how vital and important it is. Like I'm borderline there with it. Like, even your employer can ask you, "Did you eat breakfast this morning?" And if you didn't, you got to go home and eat.
You gotta go home.
You need energy.
It's so vital. And I'm the worst in the world at this. I'm not at all like pointing the finger. I got three pointing right back at me.
So we need a law for you.
Yes.
It's called basically. The James Law. Yeah.
Yeah. You can put it in there.
James Law.
Yep.
Hey, eat. Surprising.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Oh, goodness.
As I'm saying it out loud, it's sounding worse and worse, isn't it?
Well, since the pandemic, people have cut back on dining out, especially during the workday. More people are working from home part-time or full-time, and many meals are sourced from home. In fact, in January, that was true for 91% of snacks, 87% of breakfasts, 80% of dinners, and 77% of lunches, according to IRI data.
Consumers still want easy and quick, though. Frozen entrees and snacks are easy foods to take with you to work. Deli-prepared food sales have increased over the past year, and frozen breakfast food sales have increased as well. Snack sales are up 11.7%. Maybe that doesn't sound like much, but we're talking $58.7 billion in sales. Wow. So
that's a chunk.
Well, people also want gourmet convenience. Demand is high for ultra-convenient products and ingredients that provide a built-in culinary upgrade for at-home food preparation. Cooking at home can taste as good as a restaurant if you have sophisticated starter sauces like classic pulled pork starter sauce from Williams of Sonoma, or internationally inspired sauces designed for specific recipe applications like pad thai or sweet chili.
Cooking dinner from scratch increased 5% from a year ago, up to 41% of consumers. However, about 48% of people use a combination of from scratch and ready-to-eat, fully prepared foods.
Other methods of cooking are also on the rise. Household ownership of air fryers is approaching the level of backyard grill ownership. Mm. And one-third of consumers used Instant Pots in 2023.
Wow. These methods offer additional options and add health benefits over frying or other cooking methods.
The Instapot is a lot faster for some meals. Specifically for myself, I found it to be an excellent way to have tender meat in a really short amount of time versus, you know, cooking it in the crock pot all day. Mm-hmm. You can do it in the Instapot in like, you know, an hour and a half.
Wow.
Now, let's swing over to the article off of The Wicked Noodle. It talks about some new terms regarding food. So guys, what comes to mind when I say mood food?
Mood food?
Oh, ice cream. yeah, right away. That's the first thing I think of. Yeah.
Okay,
I guess I had just like a general, you know, thought of it. So basically, you, if my definition is correct, you whatever you feel like, you know, a certain mood, you want a certain food, right? That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How is that different from comfort food though? That's okay, my question. Well, yeah.
Here's what the article says.
Oh, okay.
According to the article, mood food is a fancy way of saying ordinary food with cannabis infused.
Okay.
Well, we're a different category here. Here we go.
We're actually altering your mood with this food. So apparently it's been growing in popularity on social media for some time.
There's cooking chemical channels dedicated to it on YouTube and a growing interest in marijuana-infused entrees, desserts, and even cocktails.
Well, some 19 states have legalized or decriminalized cannabis when this article was published last month. As more states join the group, we may see a national trend developing in this area.
Here's hoping our ag industry in this state isn't the last one to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
To join the trends. Yeah, we'll see. So now, what do you think of when I say spicy food?
I have no idea.
I really have nothing.
Spice. Okay, I get the spicy in there. I'm guessing because of that part of it. But other than that, you got me.
Good one, Melissa. You stumped us.
Okay, so it's sweet and spicy elements in a single entree, dessert, or a side. Think hot honey or chili dark chocolate candy bars.
Okay.
So the South Korean barbecue that James mentioned earlier, but their cuisine has several spicy options, and interest in Korean food is and cooking is growing. So you may want to try something spicy and see if you like it.
Yeah, I'm game. I'd be willing to try that.
Yeah.
Also, I am personally a fan of this one, mocktails.
I think we know what these are. Drinks without alcohol.
Right. And since I don't drink alcohol, you know, it's kind of fun sometimes to have get your paper umbrella,
yes.
with a drink without having to ask, can I have a paper umbrella? Because that makes me feel like I'm four.
Understandable.
When's the last time you ordered a Shirley Temple?
Good question.
Oh my gosh. It's not been as long as I think. I think I've had it more recently, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
So did you guys call them Shirley Temples or Kitty Cocktails?
Both.
I think both. I think my cousins called them Kitty Cocktails more.
Yep.
I was more the one that wanted to sound like adult when I ordered
Shirley Temple, even though it's named after a child actor.
I'll have a temple. Yeah. I'll have a temple. Kind of Shirley Temple.
Well, we may eventually move away from the nomenclatures of mocktails, alcohol-free cocktails, or virgin cocktails and develop a new word as the trend of drinking less alcohol becomes more popular.
According to this article, the other reasons for a rise in popularity may well be that some markets are just more interested in cannabis than alcohol.
Apparently, I'm just a trendy guy because I'm also a fan of this one. Shrooms! Mushrooms.
Okay.
I'm not talking about psychedelics. Okay, so erase that. It's not shrooms.
Yeah.
I mean the humble funguses that I eat and love.
Shiitake, portobellas, and crimini mushrooms have become commonplace in restaurants, but specialty mushrooms are on the rise. Oyster mushrooms have increased more than 100% in use as an appetizer ingredient.
Wow.
Also, the trumpet mushrooms are being used nearly 75% more on restaurant menus.
And I'm out. Nope,
nothing. Oh, come on, man.
You guys go ahead and continue the conversation.
Oh, you know, when I was a kid, I was like you, James. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, you lost me on that. Then I worked at a convention center, and one of the main dishes we had was just a chicken breast with kind of a white sauce on it and topped with fried mushrooms. Fried top mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And the smell was so glorious when they would be making those mushrooms. I was like, you know, I got to try these. And ever since then, I've been mushroom man.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mushroom
man. I love mushrooms. Converted. Yes, I was.
Wow.
They are an amazing ingredient. Mm-hmm. And they're versatile, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you eat vegetarian, mushrooms are often a replacement for meat.
Meat substitute,
yep. And can be made to taste like meat product. Without all the production.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know, right. Very simple.
Highly processing. You don't need that when it's just a mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this article mentions several other trends like butterboards, nostalgic foods, functional food, and olive oil coffee. Ew. But I guess I'd try it. I don't know. It's supposed to have like a velvety mouthfeel.
No, oh, that sounds wrong. No.
I would definitely try it. I would definitely
Which is just weird.
Cliches. Such a cliche.
Okay, but the one trend I do want to touch on yet is ube.
Okay.
It's a purple yam with origins in the Philippines. If you want to delight your senses and tempt your taste buds, just Google ube desserts. It's spelled U-B-E.
Mm.
They range from deep purple brownies to lavender cakes and everything in between.
And these are, and this is a meat. This is a...
It's like a yam.
It's like a
yam.
Yeah.
It's like a big old potato. No, okay. I just ruined it for him. Oh, great.
I got it mixed up with other food.
Okay.
It's not anything like a meat. It's just yams, which are...
It's yam. Yeah. But it's purple.
It's purpley.
And the desserts that it makes with it are just gorgeous. I did include a few pictures on here for you guys so you could help me describe what they look like. But
yeah, nice.
I love the...
Very purple.
The deep purple brownies, and then they put white chocolate chips in there. It's just, it's so pretty.
It is really pretty looking. I have to admit that there are certain foods where it doesn't almost matter what the ingredients are. I'm going to try them because they look so enticing. Because
they look good, yeah.
This is 4 for 4, Melissa. All 4 of the pictures you sent us, I would definitely dive right into. I almost would prefer not to know what the ingredients are, though.
Yeah, that makes it purple.
I would almost want just to be surprised.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Reminds me a lot of red velvet cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same rich color as red velvet.
Just the colors.
And this would be perfect for mood food. I can't think of anything better than purple. Yeah. Hey, check this out, man.
Nice.
Not only does it look good.
Yeah, you're so right about that.
Tastes good. Well, and the one that drew me in was the purple ice cream, because it just, that's in the picture here, but just to eat something that is that color sounds like fun.
Well, this is right up your wheelhouse, ain't it, Melissa?
Yeah, it is. Now, this one, I think Melissa just added, because she's trying to make it a trend, Indian curry.
Not true. It's actually in the article.
Sure it is.
Did you guys see this? And what's this note at the end of the article submitted by MK?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Come on, you guys, stop it. You're just making stuff up. Yes, I love Indian curry and will champion it to my dying day, but I have no influence whatsoever on its popularity.
That's
curry
true.
Curry can hold its own. And there's no denying that curry is the perfect comfort food as weather grows cooler, and there's a ton of varieties.
Mm-hmm.
I would describe it as similar to the Midwest casserole. It's different from region to region, but loved everywhere, except for people who don't like their food all mixed together, like James.
Wow, this show today is just a beat up on James Day, man. Wow.
I cannot defend myself. Every bit of it is just. Every bit of it.
Oh, I'm with
you. But, you know, India's huge.
It is.
And
many regions.
Their curries are different in every region.
I'm with you, Melissa. Yeah. I'm a big. Yeah. Actually, I am a big curry fan. I should make fun of you before. I just talk about it all the time. But no, and it's so sad that we have to. There's no good. There's no Indian restaurants around here.
I've noticed that.
We got to go to like Madison or Appleton or something to go to a. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you can get a curry at a Chinese restaurant.
That's true.
They'll have occasionally, a curry dish on their menu. I was lucky this weekend. We went to a restaurant and they had sweet potato curry soup as one of their, soups. Ooh. I was like, oh, yep, sign me up. I don't care if it's a $5 add-on. Give me that.
How quickly? Like there was just like a cartoon. There was just a ghost image left of Melissa. As she booked over to that. I can picture it. I can feel it.
Oh goodness.
Well, I think we need to. Oh, unless you had something more to say,
no,
James.
No.
We should probably wrap it up. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR.
We want to thank the Southwood County YMCA for sponsoring our show.
Don't forget to sign up for Kids in the Kitchen starting September 9th. Sweet potato nachos actually sound really good. I think I would try those.
I think we should have you try those.
You have until September 4th to register online, or you can sign up in person at the Y.
They're located at 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can call to find out information about their classes, memberships, nutrition programs, personal training or anything else they have going on. The number is 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622.
Or you can visit their website, swcymca.org. That's swcymca.org.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah, very nice.
Another great episode. That was fantastic, Melissa. Nice work. We're actually just going to go right into Melissa's news from this.
Sounds good.
Come back, touch on a little entertainment. We'll talk dog parks and much more. It's the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The YMCA Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids has been fined for violations that happened in June of this year. The Southwood County YMCA was charged with 16 violations by the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families during the month of June that totaled $1,500. The prohibited actions included a staff member hitting a child, force-feeding a child after badgering them to try the food, and threatening and yelling at a child. The incidents took place in the Early Learning Center that cares for children aged 6 weeks to 7 years old. The YMCA is not appealing the decision. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are celebrating the state's effort to fund quality infrastructure in all corners of the state and especially in rural communities. The recent budget includes $100 million for the Local Road Improvement Program and $150 million for the newly created Agriculture Road Improvement Program. Wisconsin's $104.8 billion ag industry depends on sound infrastructure. Investments in roads and bridges in our state will help agriculture and all of Wisconsin's freight-dependent industries be more competitive. The average gasoline prices in Wisconsin fell 9.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $3.57 per gallon. The national average has also fallen 4 cents, which is the first time in weeks. Analysts at Gas Buddy say the drop may be short-lived. One of the nation's largest refineries was forced to partially shut down after a fire at a storage tank. We could see further disruption of gas supplies with more tropical activity. Refinery issues continue to put upward pressure on wholesale gasoline prices. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is already planning for Halloween with their WRPD Haunted Walkthrough. They're inviting businesses and organizations to participate in the event taking place on October 28th. Visit their Facebook page to fill out a form to participate. This family-friendly event will take place from noon to 3 on October 28th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Go ahead and jump, unless you're in a car. Please don't try
jumping. Hit your head, yeah.
Please don't do that. We got in a lot of trouble back in the day encouraging people to jump, and they were in their cars, and that just didn't end well.
Kind of hard to drive when you're jumping.
Yeah, a little tough. Let's get to a bit of entertainment news. Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine shared that she had emergency life-saving surgery, but isn't strong enough yet to get into the reasons why. Mm. She says, quote, "My feet are fine. Suffice to say, I wish the songs were less accurate in their predictions. But creativity is a way of coping. Mythology is a way of making sense."
Hmm.
"And the dark fairy tale of Dance Fever, with all its strange prophecies, will provide me with much needed strength and catharsis right now." Florence had to cancel shows last fall when she broke her foot. It's unclear if recent surgery is related or not.
Yikes.
She's had a handful of health issues in the short time that she has been in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just wishing her well.
Exactly. Yikes. It's kind of scary.
It's a shame, too, on her birthday to have these things come up and everything. Just wishing her well and hope she has a speedy recovery, whatever it is that she has going on.
Yeah. You know, when you introduced, you said Florence Welch, it's eerily close to Lawrence Welk.
Yes.
I almost had to do it. Wait a minute, what? Oh, wait, no, Florence Welch. Okay.
At some point
in my
life, I am going to mess that up. I'll be talking about Lawrence Welk or something like that. Well, and be completely be talking, mention her or something. I don't know. I'll mix up the words.
That would be hilarious.
It's a Monday, so I want to encourage everybody to check out the wonderful, amazing, awesome podcast, What the Muppet.
Yes.
Very good.
It's got a fun one today, everybody. It is our next episode has been dropped, as it does every Monday. This is episode 5, and it is titled "We're Fighting Right Now." I love that title.
See, already creative differences between you and Bria. I'm telling you, it didn't take long, man.
it's such a good episode, y'all. These ones going forward are really strong.
Nice.
Really, really strong. If you are a Muppet fan, if you are a fan of just positivity and just having some fun, it's a nice half an hour to just ease, have playing on in your background or something like that.
And let me tell people who have not listened to it yet, it's not just them you know, gushing about Muppets. Mm-hmm. They have a structure to the show, and it's really interesting the way that you guys put it together, because you put yourself, you know, this Muppet in this situation, yeah, which makes it much more fun. I think the whole idea behind that makes it different for sure.
Hmm. We've got a handful
for
of
sure
hats in front of us. Nicely done, nicely done by you. And we'll grab one out of the hat. Now, well, the first hat has a quote or a random Muppet fact, mm-hmm, and we grab that out of there and we dissect it. And then the next one is either a Muppet or a Muppet movie. Mm-hmm. And we've grabbed, you know, like we had Animal once.
Animal!
And we grabbed him out of there. And we discussed Animal, talked mm-hmm about it, described him, his personality, his look, and all that, and what these characters mean to us or mean to pop culture in general. And then the next hat is, would you let Animal plan your bachelor party? You know, yeah, or something like that.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And just throwing ourselves into that situation. And it's just a lot of fun. We have a blast mm-hmm with it. A big shout out to my oldest, Bria Krieger, and the amazing work that she does on this show and her own podcast, Hi Ho Pistachio, which I encourage you to check out, mm-hmm, along with her writing. The kid is amazing. Very talented.
Good and stuff.
Thank you so much to everybody that has subscribed to the YouTube page or downloaded the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, I really do appreciate that. I got to think that a lot of the people that are listening are part of this audience, and we appreciate
yeah
that. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids is naming their dog park, and this yeah is the final week to submit names.
Yeah, mm-hmm, can't believe it. That's here already.
Wow. You have until now, until September 1st at noon, to submit names. You could do that by going to wirapids.org/dogpark. That's mm-hmm one way you can do it. You can also drop them off in person at the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, or the Southfield County Humane Society, or McMillan Memorial Library, or Bow Wow Meow, or you can call up 424-2600 and get it to us, and we'll get it to the mayor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I encourage you to do this, everybody. Get us those names. We've been enjoying it. We've been having fun with this. And I have some I want to submit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I've got a couple of names I've been working on here. I've been working, you know, workshopping them with listeners and my students and that. Mm-hmm. So I've got,
I'm just blue skying here.
Yes, nice. I've got three of them here, but I don't know which one to submit. So okay, I want your help, you two, along with our staff and along with the audience out there.
All right.
424-2600. I'm not going to decide this. You all are going to decide which name I submit.
Okay, very cool.
So here are the names, and I'll get these to you anytime you want, everybody. Dog City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just Dog City. Just Dog City. The Dog's Days Park.
The Dog's Days Park. Okay.
The Dog Days Park.
They're not over. Not yet.
There you go.
Speaking of forms.
All right. And this is the one that I like. Walks and Wags Park.
Oh, see, now that's
Walks
a good
and
one.
Wags.
I like. Yeah, I actually, cute. I genuinely worked hard on that one. I will admit. Is it the most original thing you've ever heard? Absolutely not.
But it doesn't have to be. I would submit, you know.
I like
it's a dog park.
I like it because of its simplicity, mm-hmm, and that's part of why I liked it. But I feel like those are all three of those. We could do better.
We need some more names out there.
I like the names we've already had suggested. I think these are great. Mm-hmm. We know that there are more and great ones out there, and we have some of the most creative people in the world listening to us. You all are so mm-hmm creative.
Yeah.
You show
some great
to us
stuff
all
yeah
the time. Mm-hmm. So call up and join the conversation, 424-2600, and let's hear what your, you know, not only your opinions, but which one of these names you think I should submit, and where what your names are. I'd rather hear what your names are.
Wait, what was that last one again?
Walks and Wags Park.
Oh, I thought you, for a minute there, I was trying to think. I was like, wait a minute, did he say Walk and Wags?
This
is Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm taking my dog for a walk. See, I'm walking my dog. It's wagging.
I'm walking my dog. See, I end up turning him into William Shatner.
Yeah.
My walking always turns into Shatner. Just horrible at impressions. Just horrible at them.
I think it would be hilarious just a random, you know, just Christopher Walken, you know.
It's for no reason.
We put it in there and he comes to like the ribbon yes cutting. He's yes like, hey, look, it's yes Christopher Walken. He's right here.
No ties to Wisconsin.
At all.
But we just do this. I love that idea.
Oh, that'd be great.
Again, you can submit your names at wirapids.org/dogpark, wirapids.org/dogpark, or feel free to email us if you don't feel comfortable or if you don't have the time. Maybe you're working or something and you're not able to call into us. You can email us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, and you can always direct message us on Facebook.
All right.
Coming up, are these 9 common situations awkward or not?
Ooh.
That's our
Ooh.
That, yeah, yeah. That's
I like
loaded
that.
One. Okay. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Anytime I need to see your face, it just close my eyes, and I am taken to a picture of Christ and the mind and the gentle beat.
Chicka chicka
chicka chicka chicka chicka.
I knew that part. I knew that part.
Everyone knows that. That's hilarious. I love that.
Man. I seen somebody, I kid you not, you guys, back in the day we had a bar here in town that kind of famously had a karaoke on Fridays and Saturdays and stuff. And it's like 1 in the morning, and somebody pulls this song up. And nobody in the bar is in a dancing mood or in a hype mood or anything like that. It's a typical 1 o'clock and 1 in the
tired
morning
bar.
And this guy's up there, and he's trying to get everybody riled up. And he's trying to get one last hurrah before the bars close at 2 and all this. And he's trying so hard, and he's so bad at it. It may be the worst karaoke I've ever seen in my life. Where he's like tripping over the chord, and you could tell he didn't know the lyrics. So it's that part where the cherry cola part, but he kept saying, like, he kept jumping it, and he just throw it in there. And even though the lyrics are right in front of him, he just would not stop jumping it.
He wanted to say that line.
There's a lot of words in that song.
Yeah.
Never forget that. Never forget that moment. It's hilarious.
Oh, bye.
Was that awkward, or was it weird, or what was it? Well, let's kind of get into things like that.
Okay.
Do you ever try to avoid certain situations because they're awkward, not only to see other people in those situations and look completely unfazed? This is for you. Someone conducted a poll online where they asked about 9 common situations and asked if people found themselves awkward or not in them.
Okay.
424-2600. I want to hear from you out there how you feel about these situations or any outside the lines, any honorable mentions or anything.
Yeah.
Let's get to number 1. When a stranger asks you for directions, only 32% say it's awkward.
That seems kind of a little on the high side.
Yeah, to me too.
Yeah. Why is that just awkward?
The poor lost person trying to find their way. Yeah. It's like,
Unless you're really bad at giving directions, maybe.
That would probably be me. I'm probably one of those people.
Drive this way for about 5 minutes and then take a left. You can't miss it.
I don't know if this is any different in the rural areas like this, but in the city, you have to be specific. You can't just say take a left and it'll be on your right, you know, or I don't know. It just doesn't make, you know, you had to be. So I don't think I'm bad at giving directions, but I don't think twice about it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that somebody asked me for directions and I almost turned into a computer. Well, what you want to do is take 13th Street, but they have construction going on over there. So you want, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't even think about it. If it's awkward or not. I just do it.
That's good.
And it's usually, especially again, going back to the city, nobody asks you for directions and then just sits back and waits. Like, they got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
It's go time. Like, come on. They tell me now. Like, they like demand it almost.
I should have been there 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. So you don't have time to think about if it's awkward or not.
Right, right.
Well, and is this maybe considered awkward because everybody has maps on their phone now?
Yeah,
and you can just true, you should true. Be able to just Google where you need to go. And
why don't you look it up on your phone, huh?
Yeah. Making eye contact with someone you don't know. 54% say it's awkward.
I guess it can be, but
seems high.
Yeah, it does seem
over
a little
half.
High.
Wow,
yeah, it does.
Can we just be friendly?
Yeah, I could see how it can be at first, like literally at first glance.
Right. Yeah.
Or catching when you both catch each other and it's eye contact. I think men have a difficulty with this. I think we can tend to have a tough time with this with other men.
Yeah.
I don't know if with women or not, but right. I do know with other men that we can do. We tend to have a trouble with this one.
Do you know how you make it less awkward? Smile.
Oh.
Make eye contact and then smile and then move on.
I think that's a good icebreaker. I think you're right,
Melissa. I think I do that without even realizing that. That's really good. That's really good. Yeah.
Well, I think that there's a difference, too, between, you know, like what I think what James was saying, you know, when you pass someone, like you're both walking and you do that, then it's kind of weird because you're not in any kind of situation, you know? But if you're, like, meeting someone for the first time or you're being introduced, that's different, you know? Yeah. Because you're saying, hello, this is so-and-so and whatever. So, yeah.
When you're playing with your phone and random kids watch over your shoulder, 76% say that's awkward. I mean, not just kids. Anybody doing that in any situation, I think, can be awkward.
Hey, wait a minute. Who out there's looking? Stop doing that.
I don't know anybody
don't
who's
look
doing
over
that,
people's
though.
Shoulders.
Yeah,
that's rude.
Is this maybe something that happens more on public transportation?
Yes. I'll bet it does.
Because we don't have that, you know, we don't have trains around here. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. James could probably speak to this because it's like the same thing. You go on like the L train or the subway or something like that. And even in the old days when you had the newspaper, there's someone looking over your shoulder to read the paper.
It is one of the more common things you will see on an L train is somebody reading a news. I think even in today's day and age, I think reading a newspaper on the L and very you watch, there's a person right behind that's looking over the article. And what is even more mind-boggling is the person that'll ask that person, hey, wait, I didn't finish reading.
Don't turn the page yet.
I swear on a stack of anything you want to put in front of me, I've seen that happen.
I believe you.
I've seen that.
Totally.
When you have to think of your order on the spot in front of the cashier in a restaurant, 76% say it's awkward. Does anybody else do this? You prep? You plan in your head what you're going to say?
Okay. I do.
All right, I'm not alone.
Yes, I do.
Because I definitely do that.
Because I don't want to be in that situation. Because I do feel it's awkward, yeah.
I don't know if I ever don't do that, like going to a restaurant.
Let's see, I want this and this. And
that's why I keep the menu open in front of me. Like, it's a problem I have because sometimes the waiter will bring you your menus and your drink and then be like, okay, when you close your menus, I'll come back. I'm like, okay, but I'll lose what I'm ordering.
Right.
Put your thumb
in
there.
Close my menu.
Trying to make conversation with the cab or rideshare driver, 80% say that's awkward. Oh, people, you're missing the point. This is one of the most beautiful things in human existence to me. Strangers running into strangers and being forced to have a conversation. Or not.
Yeah, I like that.
I genuinely love this. And I'm not a fan of awkward situations by any means. If anything, I work hard not to, like most people out there.
Right.
But this is one of those ones. This is where, okay, I need to get to B. I'm at A. I need to get to B. This person can help me get there. Mm-hmm. How do we pass the time? Do I look through my phone? Do I read my newspaper? Or do I actually engage with another human being? And I, my whole life, who is not a people person and very introverted, look forward to this every single opportunity I get. I want that story. And there has never been a cabbie that I've talked to that doesn't have an amazing story. They all got, like, you're
That's
taking,
true.
Like, mental notes afterwards. Like, dang, I want to remember that.
I usually let them take the lead. You know, partially that's because I don't want to bother them. You know, if I'm starting to pepper them with questions, that's just me, you know,
yeah.
You know, with questions and stuff. But if they, you know, display that they're like, oh, hey, so where are you going or where are you from? You know, that kind of thing. Then that opens up the whole conversation. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it sometimes it's awkward if they are looking at it as a platform. They have your undivided attention. You can't get away. So they can talk all they want.
Tell you about the lizard people. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that actually happened to my boyfriend and I when we were in Arizona. And when we were got to the restaurant after the 30-minute ride with this lovely gentleman. And he did have an interesting story, but we were retired from the day and it was, you know, whatever. Yeah, so we get there and I'm like, okay, if we get a cabbie like that on our way home, let's like make up a fight. Oh, and let's just have a fight in the back seat.
God, I love that.
And make him awkward.
I'm like, yeah. And we're going to fight about whether or not you want, you would prefer three tines or four tines on our forks when we buy them.
Nice. Oh my God, is that good.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
If I ever
we didn't have to do it, but it was kind of funny.
But you got
to
save that.
You have a game plan, man.
That's going to be one of those things that's going to come up. Like, Melissa, if you ever want to get in a fake fight, please choose me. You're going to pick a great topic.
Insane? Three tines? Then they call it a threek, then not a fork.
Look, you're not the one that's cleaning the dishes. I've got to clean it, and that the one with less prong on it is a lot easier to clean. No, I love this. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Make believe fight stuff. Awesome.
Oh boy.
How about when you're taking a test and the teacher looks at your paper and watches you work? 87% say that is awkward.
Ooh, yeah. That's pressure, man.
Yeah. I don't feel that so much with, or maybe I just don't remember it as much in school, but I can't stand this from a boss.
Mm.
One thing you all will never experience from me being over your shoulder. Me telling you, oh, you're actually, this is how you, like, if you ask me things or if I'm seeing you do something completely obviously wrong, I'm going to help. But I've had bosses like this, yeah. and I've never known an employee that works better because their boss is watching them like a hawk.
Being micromanaged.
Yeah.
James, not to be a jerk, but they always start it like that.
Yes,
they,
yes,
even
yes.
though they you know always. They're going to be a jerk
always,
then, right?
Yeah. Always, always.
I actually, the only problem I had with this, actually, I don't mind. I never mind it because, you know, I like taking tests and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but weird. If the teacher came behind and looked at my paper and then went, huh,
yeah.
Then I might worry. Yeah. You yes. know, what? Yes. Yes. What were you doing saying, huh, there? What's that,
that's
and they're just
right
back there examining their fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. How long has that been there?
Oh, man, why did I write that? That's hilarious. I love that's a great sketch, actually. And finally, when you've been coughing a lot in public so you have to hold it in, 91% say it's awkward.
Because then you start making weird sounds.
Yep.
You sound like you're dying.
Every single person in history has had to hold in a cough before or a burp
or try to, yeah.
Yes, and we all know that it never ends well, but we do it. But we do it continuously.
We do it anyway.
We do it continuously. There are a lot of, I think one of the funny things about life is these situations where we go so out of our way to not be rude or draw
attention to ourselves.
Exactly.
And how often we do this with strangers. Like a friend or a relative asks us this certain thing, and we're like, no, I ain't doing that. But a stranger asks you, and like, oh, I'll give you a hand. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. It happens all the time with certain things like directions and other things.
Yeah, which seems odd because they're strangers. I mean,
say, you know, you don't necessarily, maybe you don't want to hang out for another 5 or 10 minutes, you know, but you want to get going. But they're like, hey, you go ahead and hang out as long as you want. And you're like, oh, okay. Dang it. And the other people aren't leaving yet. So you're waiting for that one person to leave so that you can kind of springboard off of, like, piggyback on their left. Well, you know, they're taking off. You know, I'm taking out too, man.
We are such sheeple, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we are.
It's herd mentality.
Some of it is interesting to me, though.
It is.
So I wanted to touch on this one right here. That Ain't Right, our feature That Ain't Right story. They say lightning never strikes the same place twice, but try to tell this guy that who got struck himself twice within 5 minutes.
No.
Oh, no.
Or so the internet says.
Or so.
There's an unconfirmed report that apparently started on a Chinese social media claiming that a guy in China was struck by lightning twice last month. According to the story, he was standing outside his home during a thunderstorm when he was struck. He saw a white light before losing consciousness and fell to the ground. Then before he realized what happened, he was struck again. His family called for an ambulance, and he was rushed to the hospital. He was treated for third-degree burns on his feet, waist, and buttocks.
Yikes.
But he's okay. He's okay.
Yep.
There are some photos of the guy online, but no major sources have confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
The complicated thing is that, of course, this is happening in China. And if it would have happened in the U.S., they'd be all on talk radio or on...
All over the place.
Social media. Yeah.
The talk shows, daytime talk shows and all that and everything.
Well, I think it's possible. For sure, you know.
Well, because I think they have scientifically proven that, yes, lightning can strike.
Yes,
the same
it can.
That's an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to some local good stories of the day. And I know that we usually go really, really focused in on central local, and we will get to some of that. But I got a great article here from UPI.com. A Wisconsin man who lost his wedding ring in a lake near his home had it returned after 14 years.
Oh, wow.
14. Wow.
That's cool.
Mike and Tracy Crowing, who have a home on the shore of a Turtle Flambeau Flowage near Mercer, said that they were visiting Swimmers Island with neighbors in 09 when Mike lost his platinum wedding ring while tossing a kid into the water. As I threw it, he grabbed my hand and pulled my platinum wedding ring band off of my hand and lost it. Aww. So immediately quarantined the area, so to speak, went got diving masks and looked, never could find it. They tried for days.
Oh, wow.
The couple said that they made regular trips to Swimmers Island but never found any sign of the ring. Turtle Flambeau Flowage and Trude Lake Association said in the Facebook post that another visitor to the area recently found the ring and turned it in over to the association to search for its owner.
Wow.
The post quickly came to Caring's attention. Quote, I saw a picture of the ring. It looked just like my ring. And again, 14 years later, it was stained with the color of water.
Of course, but still, wow.
Crowing reached out, and they got the ring back to its owners.
Nice.
He said the reunion was like a needle in a haystack or winning the lottery or something along those lines, but I haven't won the lottery yet.
You used up all the luck for this. Yeah, now you're not going to win the lottery, dude. Sorry.
But how cool is that?
That's a great story. Cool story. Yeah.
Awesome. That's really good. That is a really good one. Of course, we got local great stories going on around here. We encourage you to go ahead and check out the enter a name for the the dog park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to do that.
Go to wirapids.org for that. Be sure to do so. And we want you to show us the love. The Southwood County Humane Society is collecting gently worn and used new shoes, and they're doing this right until the last day of the month.
Mm-hmm. Couple more days left, yep. Yeah,
so a few more days.
Few more days you'll have to drop off these shoes. Now, collecting shoes not only helps support the Humane Society, but they will be reused and given a second life by those in need through micro enterprise. It's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to everybody that's already done this.
Yes.
You can drop these off again at the Southwood County Humane Society, or you can drop them off right here.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to get them where they need to go. While you're doing that, encourage you to also help support the Humane Society and spread the word about the great work that they do.
Yeah.
Like joining us on Thursdays for Pet of the Week in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see Madison this Thursday. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And you never know what she's going to bring. Last time it was hairless rats.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Or the time before last.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun with this new rollout that we're doing of our logos. Big shout out to one of my fellow tribe members, Rebecca Sullivan, and the great work that she is doing with this project. Jorge, everybody else has been working on it. Jorge just came by and dropped off a bunch more shirts.
More shirts that we had, yep.
Mm-hmm. We have got new logos for WFHR and WIRI, and we want to get them in your hands. Every day we're going to be giving away shirts on both stations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give the shirts appropriate to that station away this week. And then next week we're going to flip it up, give away WIRI shirts on WFHR and WFHR shirts on WIRI.
The old switcheroo. Yeah.
It's going to be real fun. And what do you say we do this right now? Let's give away a WFHR shirt. This is the first WFHR shirt we're giving away, everybody.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Call up 424-2600. Get yourself a shirt. We'll get your size. And all you got to do is tell us one of the things you love about our stations.
If you haven't seen it yet, the shirts have this are very pretty cranberry colored. Just go with our new cranberries on our logo. Not
brand
apples.
New logo.
Mm-hmm. Not apples.
They're cranberries. They're cranberries.
A few people confused them during the fair. So
we're very proud of that. We're very
They probably weren't Wisconsin locals then.
We're very proud of our not only our crayon industry, but where we are located right here in central Wisconsin, and how important the crayon that it is to the cranberry industry.
Yeah.
And we want you to have these shirts, and we want everybody to have one of these shirts. So all of you listeners out there, 424-2600, call up, join the conversation anytime, and get yourself a new shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. We've got them all in back. And, of course, keep on listening on our sister station, WIRI, The Sunrise Show, 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. We'll be giving away a WIRI shirt right over there.
Yes, with the chicken.
Good stuff coming up this afternoon. Playmakers on your radio dial, live and direct from 3 to 4. Join Seth and I as we'll take your calls and talk a little. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some other sports. We've got some great sports on the radio coming up this week. We'll talk about those as well.
Yes.
Have a great day, everybody. You too have a